Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yo, Niz, what's your favorite topic?
What's that?
Why do people gentrify South Asian food?
What do you mean?
Well, we'll talk about that in a bit. Play that music. Welcome back.
What did you mean before? Gentrification of South Asian food.
Right, okay. So remember one of our previous episodes? I'm sure it was Two Onions. I'm not sure if it was that or... because we've done so many episodes. Yeah, you know, I've lost count. Remember when you're talking about that korma dish that your wife had?
Oh, yeah.
Right, okay. You were saying something like they've changed the, I don't know, ingredients or something, or changed the palate so it fits the...
Yeah, they've made it sweeter.
Exactly. When I think it should be spicy, was it?
Yeah, because korma is the style of cooking, not what's in it. And instead of having it spicy, they've put coconut milk and other sweet stuff into it. So it's a sweet dish rather than a spicy dish.
Okay. Why did they change the palate from spicy dish to a sweet dish?
That's an interesting one. But I guess it always comes down to one thing, doesn't it? Money, making money.
But at least try the meal out first before you can decide they like it or not. Why did they have to change it? Is it to please a certain audience?
Oh, definitely. Yes.
Personally, I think that they shouldn't have done that. They should have stick to where it is. Either like it or lump it. Sometimes that's what the phrase is, doesn't it? That's what
they say. Yeah, remain authentic.
Exactly. Don't change it just so you can fit in to a certain crowd. I mean, that's my issues regarding this, because obviously when we go out for a meal, especially when you work colleagues, they always go, let's go for an Indian. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Now, they're not true Indian authenticated meals. They're either people who are actually running them, that their background is either Bangladeshi or Pakistanis. So yes. Why don't they actually refer to them either as a Bangladeshi meal or a Pakistani meal? Then at least that gives you an experience in the matter of, oh, right, okay, so I'm having a Bangladeshi food or I'm having a Pakistani food. And when you have an Indian meal, you can call it an Indian. That's fine.
But I don't think they know the difference.
Who doesn't know the difference?
Most Western people.
Well, get to know them.
But it's not actually even the authentic Pakistani, Bengali or Indian food, because if you remember in one of those episodes, I think it was the Two Onions again, when we go to restaurants, the waiter actually asks, you know, if you look like you're from one of those South Asian countries, you know, the Indian subcontinent, then he'll ask you, do you want it apna style?
Yes.
So, that is interesting. They do change it for the palate. But then again, I think we had another episode where it was Wet Your Whistle.
Okay. Yeah, that was about mango lassi, wasn't it? Yeah,
mango lassi, and I think we had a section in there about Kashmiri pink tea.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Yeah, but that's how they've. But that was supposed to be
salted,
made with salt. Yeah, but it was sweet instead. But that was done because when it was exported out of Kashmir to the main cities, the cities put sugar in it so that people just started drinking it.
But local towns, would that still be salty? I mean, if you went back to Kashmir, would it still be salty? Right, okay.
Yes, it would still be salty. The pink tea would still be salty, but even the regular tea, so the regular tea that I have when I'm at my in-laws, they actually put salt in it. So they do put a bit of sugar in it, but they have the salt, so you get that sour taste as well, the bitter taste. I find it quite nice, actually, but not too much, though. Just it has to be the right amount. I'm guessing food evolves, doesn't it? Is this process some kind of natural evolution for where it is?
You mean to fit where it is? So, for example, we being in the West, specifically Britain, to help the British palate.
Yeah, because that's a larger market audience, isn't it?
Okay. What about our palate? Because obviously our palate is not purely, should we say, Western, because we've obviously tried our homemade one. Our homemade one is different to what we have in stores.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's where we're lucky as well, where the waiter, they will say to you, do you want it Apna style?
Mm-hmm.
But then again, I know with my kids, they don't like too much spice. You know, so they're moving away from what we've had. And I'm guessing I'm quite a bit away from what my parents had as well.
I remember Dim's mentioning about his sister marrying a family which had less spice than his family. That might be the case as well. Is that right?
So she doesn't eat as much. She's got used to eating less spice now. But that's like over the years, even though I have a sweet tooth, I used to love my spice. I used to spice it the better. But over time, as I've grown, my own palate's changed. I don't like too spicy food. Not often anyway.
Okay, I see. I mean, my other pet peeve on these cases is that certain people, should we say, they always take credit for South Asian food when it's not actually being created by themselves. So when you see videos on social media, they always say, oh, look at this chicken tikka or the curry I've made. And it's not the true curry style. It's more Western curryfied, not actually the way it's supposed to be eaten or made. That's another thing that really annoys me. Why are they taking credit when it's not their thing? So I think one of the best, or one of the dishes in the UK is it chicken tikka, was it, or something like that? Or I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think it's quite popular, yeah.
That's not even a British food. Now, when you hear about a British food, what do you think?
Fish and chips.
yeah.
So
mainly, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I'm trying to come across, because they always think that British food is very dry. You know, it's not as flavoursome as well. But why is that now staple? Why is it staple food? Why is chicken tikka staple food of Britain?
The British food has been quite bland. And since Indian food came over, you know, they've started liking some spice, not too much. But then again, they've sort of like mixed the two.
A fusion.
Yeah, infusion. So I don't know if you guys have had chip naan.
Yes, I've had chip naan.
Chip naan or chip balm?
No, chip naan. No, so you have chips.
What,
you
in
have
a naan? Chips.
In a naan? Don't tell me you've never seen that.
I've never had it, though. But no,
it's on the menu, bro. It's on the menu. When you go to all Upner stores, right?
On the menu,
yeah.
Where?
Yeah, it's on the menu.
Where have you had it?
In the Curry Mile. There's some stores, they actually have it on
chip naan. Yeah. Now I've not had it, but I've seen it at each one of the chippy shops we've got around here.
It's just plain naan with chips on top. That's all it is.
They do different variations of that in one shop that I've seen. They do a chip naan with cheese.
Mm-hmm. I've not had that, so I wouldn't know. Have you tried that?
No, I've not tried it. No.
Okay.
And then there's one other they've done as well. What same about curry and chips? That's a
curry and chips. Yeah.
That's nearly every chip you go to.
That's exactly.
Yeah, but that's the thing, though, isn't it? It's Chinese curry, but have you ever had it with a Asian curry?
Yeah, I've had that. Yeah.
It's nice.
Don't you remember?
No, that was that was Chinese curry, wasn't it?
That wasn't Chinese curry, no.
Are you sure? I thought that was Chinese curry.
The what we used to get after work when that in that little hut thing.
Yeah.
No, I'm sure I didn't make Chinese. It was something else.
Mate, they shut down. You know that. That was nice, that.
I shut down. Going down memory lane here, bro. Yeah, man. I can taste it now.
Oh, I know, so can I.
That was it. Yo, before snooker, that was the one, man. That did the job.
That was nice. That
curry was something else. That it was not like curry I've had before, like at home or even in the takeaways. They had some special little something in there, innit?
Yeah. I was just gonna say there was small pieces in there.
Yeah.
I've not had one like that since then. I mean, every other's I've gone and got curry and chips.
I have. Not like that. No, so they are decent. It's like the chai episode where I explained how even the teas taste different in these chai wallahs. Some are really good, some are 10 out of 10, some are 8 out of 10, some are 5 out of 10. It's similar way with this curry. I mean, they taste similar, but it's just what we had then, what we're talking about now. I've never come across that, to be honest.
I've not come across that again. But then again, you just mentioned chai as well, and tea. Tea's an import from the China subcontinent as well, isn't it?
China, isn't it? That's where it originated from, first of all, before it came to India.
I thought it was from China. I'm afraid it's India. China.
Yeah, it's from China. I'm sure of it.
Oh, I don't know.
I thought that entire region had it. And then when the empire took over in India, they then, you know, liked it so much that they imported it back. And it's become a British thing. This is another thing as well. What is an actual tea? Is it the one with the boiled water into a mug, then a tea bag? Or is it the one where you simmer it over a stove and put loose tea leaf in? And
I think we've had this conversation before, Niz. We go with the, you know, the Apnastar, what was it called again?
Not Dudpati.
Desi tea.
But then there's Dudpati as well, which is milk and tea. Milk and tea bags.
Some people like green tea. There's different flavours of green tea as well. There's so many.
Oh, mate, we're discussing this, but the Americans are even worse, and the British hate the Americans for this. It's, you know, the Americans don't even know what tea is. They put a tea bag in a cold cup of water.
Yeah, iced tea. They have iced tea.
Iced tea.
Iced tea more than they actually have normal warm
tea. Waste of time, tea. Yeah. Who can drink that? Why is that? It's like the easiest way of doing it.
Exactly. Putting absolutely no effort into it.
Well, they don't have kettles there. That's the thing.
What do you mean Americans don't have kettles?
They don't have kettles.
Come on, bro.
I'm telling you, they don't have kettles. They boil water.
They must have kettles, but they don't choose to buy them.
No, they boil them. They boil it on, I think, the
stove.
The tap. Did they have that extremely hot tap coming?
I think they might do that, but
Have you heard of hot taps?
Yeah, I've heard of hot taps, yeah.
Just comes out boiling water.
Faff, that. It's a faff.
How do you know? Have you got one?
It's bloody expensive, isn't it? What do you need that for?
See, that's why you're going to say it's a faff, because you haven't got one. It might be real. Who knows? They were thinking of doing one like...
No, it is real. It is real, but it's a joke. Don't buy one.
But reeling back to this episode we're talking about, why do people keep changing stuff when it should be as it is?
It's like this.
Right, my concern is, let's just use the pink Kashmiri tea as we were talking about it earlier. Why do they have to change it? Why do they make it sweet? Even that korma, why did they have to make it sweet? Why can't they just stick to what it was? Try authentic. Don't change it. If something's already as it is, stick with it.
To accommodate different palates, I think, isn't it? That's why they change it.
But why? Because it's why? Why can't people just try it out, right? And if they don't like it, then say, yeah, we didn't like it.
Maybe they didn't like it and then changed it.
Could be.
Or I think people should maybe try and look into its history.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And then see if maybe they like one of the previous versions.
That's good, yeah.
Maybe certain people don't want to try certain foods. Like you're saying, pink tea with salt is the original. It doesn't sound appealing to someone like me who's got a sweet tooth, so I won't even want to try it.
Why not?
I just don't like the idea of salt in my tea. I don't even want sugar in my tea, let alone salt.
But you used to have it, I'm assuming.
No, I've never had salt, no. Sugar,
sugar.
No, I used to have sugar, yeah, but not salt.
So just give it a try and see what you think.
Niz, have you drank the original?
No, in that episode... Wet your whistle, there's something called Gurgur Chai.
Mm-hmm.
What's a Gurgur Chai?
I'm thinking
sounds
it's
familiar.
That sounds familiar.
Like a type of sugar, I think, isn't it? Because you get it in Pakistan as well.
Is it like sugar cane, isn't it?
Sugar cane quite. I don't know what gur is actually, but it's
Gur. Yeah, it is a sugar, but I don't know where it comes from. I can't remember. But it's not that one then. But there is a tea. Garak chai, is it? No, it's not garak chai. But that's the one that I have when I go there. It's a salty tea in the mornings. And it does taste quite nice, but they get the mix right. If you put too much salt in it, of course, if you put too much salt on fish and chips, it tastes disgusting.
I mean, I like more vinegar, to be honest with you. That's my opinion.
I love vinegar as well.
Yeah. So I would prefer having loads of vinegar.
I used to, but can't hack too much vinegar.
No, in the chips, I'm talking about on the chips. Goes off. Talk about the chips here. So, you know, you tend to have more vinegar than salt.
You do, yeah. Yeah. So, because if you do end up putting up too much salt, it doesn't taste nice. Because even though you get those chips at the bottom of the tray where the salt, you know, gathered, you can't have those. It's just a little bit nasty. Too sour, too tangy.
Yeah. Plus salt is bad for you anyway.
True, yes.
Vinegar's obviously going off topic here, but sunnat to have it anyway. I don't know if having too much is, again, bad for you. But that might be the reason why I like a lot of vinegar than salt and the chips, obviously.
Which vinegar?
Malt vinegar.
Yeah, I think it is that one, yeah.
But have you tried apple cider vinegar? I've not tried it on the chips.
No, I've not tried that.
It's bitter, but you can only like a spoonful, or you've got to mix it with water. It's supposed to be quite good for you.
Yeah, exactly.
I've not had it for a long time, but I have tried it, yeah.
So what, you have a spoon?
Mix it with water. You've got to dilute it because it's pretty... It's like trying to have raw vinegar.
And is that like a daily thing?
You're supposed to, yeah.
It's supposed to be good for you.
It's supposed to balance your, I think it's your blood or something. I can't remember exactly, but it's actually supposed to be quite good for weight loss as well. It's supposed to aid weight loss.
Yeah, you see quite a lot of these supplements. They all say on them apple cider, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I don't know if it suppresses your hunger or what the reason behind it is, but as I said, it's bitter. And even like a tablespoon in a half a glass of water, you can still taste the bitterness. So I didn't really like it, so I've stopped doing it, but it's supposed to be good for you.
I think food just evolves, doesn't it? Someone has it, they don't like it, they'll change it. It's just like the Indian subcontinent, the foods there, you know, they're a mix from the Persian Empire.
Yes.
You know, the Persians coming over.
Mm-hmm.
But they mixed it in with the spices, so your foods evolve.
I think it's what sells, really, isn't it? I think most people are not there to try and be like, right, I want to keep this authentic no matter what. The customers don't like the original, they'll change it. Supply and demand.
Yeah. Supply and demand, yeah, exactly. If you're out there to make money, then you'll do it. If you're going to make it at home, then you can make it at home because you're going to stick to what you've had all your life. But in a marketplace, yeah, they're going to chase the book. They're not going to chase authenticity.
But don't take the credit when it shouldn't be. That's the thing. That's another thing as well. It's like, oh, look at this. You know, we created this. This is our style of food, when it wasn't really. Give where credit is credit's due, as they say. Yeah. That's the thing. And sometimes a lot of people don't.
Yeah. Show its sources.
Yeah.
Say that, you know, not the source as in the source that goes with the dish, but the source, you know, the location.
Yeah. Exactly. What are you having there, Liz?
Well, I'm having a chicken tikka crisps.
Okay. That sounds nice.
But then again, you know, this is another one where they create the crisps, all types of flavors, you know, from dishes. So I think there's chicken tikka. What else was there now? Roast chicken.
Does it actually taste like chicken tikka? Because you've had real chicken tikka.
No, it doesn't. I don't think it does.
Not even remotely close.
I'd say it's 20% off. I'd say it's 80% taste the same. But then you're just able to tell it's not really chicken tikka.
Yeah, they do these mad flavors, don't they, all the time?
Is it halal?
Walkers, yeah, Walkers. Well, they don't. It's only flavoring.
Okay.
There's no actual chickens in the bag.
Okay, got you.
But when they do try to do those authentic dishes, I can't remember what. I think there was a fish and chips one as well.
I was just gonna say, yeah, there was, salt, but it tasted nothing like fish and chips. Nothing at all.
Yeah.
Isn't that just salt and vinegar?
Yeah, that's true.
Literally, you could have just put salt and vinegar crisp in the same packet. It would have tasted exactly the same. Call it salt and vinegar. I mean, we could make a crisp tomorrow, call it pink tea.
Yeah, we should try that.
Yeah. Make it taste like cheese. And be like, oh, it's the original version because it has salt.
That'll be a pizza, bro.
Wasn't there a tomato ketchup flavour thing?
Could be. I mean, the closest one, I remember having those pizza crisps. I don't know if they're still available.
So then, have they changed the authentic food even further?
Oh, when we're talking about pizza?
Well, no, when we're talking about any of these, you know, when we're talking about the gentrification of food.
Yes.
First, you've got that first step where the dish is made to fit the local palate,
mm-hmm.
and for marketing purposes, for, you know, sale. But now you've got crisps who are trying to mimic the flavor,
okay.
through flavoring, but they're not getting it right.
Not at all.
And then is the customer expecting that when they go to the shop?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, I know where you're coming from though. So they would assume that that's what it would taste like, but when they buy it, it's not. It's nowhere near it.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the agenda they're pushing. Same with the vegan food. You know, they want people off meat, and they get burgers very similar to meat, but
they don't taste the same.
They don't taste the same at all. And I wouldn't buy it.
I mean, a vegan can't even turn around and say that they think it's authentic because they haven't tried a beef burger. So they need to try a beef burger first. But
yeah, with the vegan, you eat that.
Have you seen that latest one, though? I mean, I know we're getting a bit off topic here, but scrambled eggs in a tube.
No way. I've not seen it.
I haven't seen it.
No. Okay, wait a second.
Maybe it's just on your planet, Niz.
Yeah, we ate all our chickens ages ago, and since we've not got any more, we needed to come up with a different way for scrambled eggs. I saw it on a bus the other day, you know, out of a tube, yeah.
That just sounds disgusting, to be honest with you. I don't think I would try it.
Damn it, you know what? I can't even find it on Google now. So maybe I didn't actually see one.
Maybe the Or maybe it was a different planet.
Yeah, here you go. Scrambled eggs, plant-based eggs alternative. Mate, it's a thing. And there's actually another one. And these are being sold in Sainsbury's and Tesco. So, you know, high street
I'll have to keep an eye stores.
Out, Cracked, the no egg egg.
I keep an eye out, but I don't think I'm going to enjoy them.
You know what? It's always worth a try. So okay. let's. I'm actually going to get the cracked no egg egg and see if it's as good as the one that I get from my planet. No, it's I don't know. It's in a bottle, and you just pour it into a pan warm it.
Oh, okay, so almost like a pancake mixture.
Yes, so it's like a pancake. It's like a pancake mixture, but I think once you pour it into the plate, you can then move it about, which then turns it into scrambled. That's how you scramble an egg.
Okay.
You can't really have an omelette, can you? No, you can't have an omelette, can you? Because an omelette, you can have different versions, can't you? You can have it where you don't mix it and it's got the yolk all centered, or you can mix it and just let it lie flat. And then you can have the sunny side up or fried on both sides. Tell me if you don't understand what I'm talking about. Not with this one, but original eggs. I mean, don't tell me.
No, I understand about the
sunny side up.
No, I understand. I understand about the original eggs. No, I thought you were talking about this.
Oh yeah, this one, because this one's not going to have a yolk and then, you know, the clear bit.
Then Niz, stop gentrifying eggs now.
That's all
yolks.
See you peeps at the table next week. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.